to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come, getting down. For. Don't tell me now. Do you promise the funk? The whole funk, nothing but the funk. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in. Here's my chance to dance my way. My we'll be right back.
the phone. You can't stop us now.
I wanna be above anything else, righteous, upright in my resolve to do the right thing, despite my flaws, shortcomings, and my sometimes abnormal behavior. I wanna be sound in my character, even when my faith wavers.
I'm moving directions unknown to man. I'm only stranded here in context. I honestly don't understand it, but I demand to put in my time here. I stand as if it's a chance, considering damage is already done. I landed here, see, I wasn't one of them niggas who happened to come. My plan was here, see, damage tonight, I'm standing here, son. Die for your sisters if you have to. Show the randomness love, never be selfish. Give it all if your heart tells you so. Long as you helping it, exchange, it's special for the soul. Just be careful, see, the shit we rappers do is a joke. Only expect to be a man. Don't ever tell your goals, just go and get them, nigga. Many niggas didn't plan, and many niggas didn't fail. Too many niggas didn't ran. So many my niggas in jail, so stand as the soul.
Lives to come. how to be a faithful husband, devout father, and loving son. I want to be my brother's keeper and my sister's protector. I want to project the voice of reason over the unreasonable whispers of complacency. I want to smash false stereotypes and rebuild them with structures of nobility. I want to rewrite our legacy, revise our history, and pen our future with destiny's ink with calligraphy that holds a shade of a golden hue. I want to imbue the truth in our veins until it runneth over like rich cups of honey, cascading over our progeny like the falls of the Niagara, until its sweetness quenches our thirst, until its liquid covers us like amniotic fluid and rebirths us into a world anew. There's no blood on the roots of the trees. Their fruits are estranged with their similarities to the nectars of the heavens, and there are no ropes hanging from their branches. There are no us hanging from their ropes. We are kings there. And our sisters are queens there. But I'm still here. And right now, above anything else, I just want to be righteous.
I can fly, but only for now, because when will the winds blow again and throw me down? Being a bird is quite hard, you see, when you find yourself with two broken wings. The wind can be a fierce enemy, tearing through me, lost without a family tree. So 10 miles I'm stuck in between the blue and green, falling behind my clan, of same as me. So 10 miles to call me, would you?
Pure as water, vibrant
and new as life to a newborn baby. Miles, I got your number. And Miss Mary's too. We create one hell of a menage a trois. Just you, me, and blue and green. Let the music never stop. I swear by the rain, I need you. I swear by the wind, I need you. Her too. Never been attracted to women, but I swear, I need her too. Fiddle me in your fingers. She lifts me into ascension. Miles, don't go. You play, I'll listen. Pipe me into submission. Pipe me into submission. Even if the red lights come, pipe me into submission. Let not the rain stop until you do. Miles, 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 Miles. Touch me like he can't. Say the things he is not allowed. Tell Miles I hear him. Tell Miles I need him. Tell Miles, would you?
The other night, you know, I went to the Deja Vu to listen to the sounds, you know, have a drink or two. Who knows, maybe even spit a few. And you know that's what us poets do. She served me this drink. The drink was kind of blue. Greenish blue. But y'all know how I do. So I had a drink or two. Man, I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the Deja Vu. Through sleepy eyes, I saw Ella Fitzgerald. And man, can she scat. I saw Louis Armstrong. How about that? Then she announced, coming to the mic, the bird. Mr. Charlie Parker. You heard? Then he blew this magical tune. And I got high as a motherfucker in June. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finger snaps, finger snaps. fingers snapped. Then to the mic came this cat standing around 5'8", but sounding like Marvin Gaye. When he said, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? I said, what's going on? Something like that. But yeah, that day, he sure sounded like Marvin Gaye. No freaking way. And all we could say was, wow. The hostess laughed, then swore the featured artist would top all that. And the audience, once again, we shouted, no way, no how. Yeah. Then she melodically announced, coming to the mic is Miles. He wore dark shades, sitting atop a pointed nose, right next to high cheekbones. As he filled the room with soulful monotone, oh, I shouted, Lord, I'm ready to go, take me home, take me home. I felt a hand on my shoulder. I thought it was Jesus. But it was just some dude shouting, hey, words, wake up, you're up next. Now I realized it wasn't Ella, Louie, Charlie, Marvin, or Miles did I see. It was just a room full of poets reciting poetry. Just a room full of poets at the Deja Vu. Just a room full of poets reciting poetry. Just a room full of poets reciting poetry.
Any early bright, sitting idiosyncratic in a daze amongst woody serenity, chartreuse's forest canopy bedded above crystal trillion waters rushing softly. Not my usual set of distorted instances. I'm isolated in peace rather than split amongst hesitant eyes. I do love the solidarity of this sprawling estate, talking sofas deemed quiet good for my insurgencies. This land, storied in rich character, tragic misfortunes, a place once treasured for its sacred bounty, hip shot on wagon wheels of hell's fury, decimation came. Arcane ideolators, blood-driven, slaughtered the natives. Now vexed, eternal, and tragic sorrow, the sanctuary deemed. Unnatural occurrences from spirited forefathers loom venomous. However, I find this land welcoming to my diabrotic needs. Here, there's few inhabitants, so sound is quelled nicely. My condition, attended by qualified vigilance and bleached flight, faceless caretakers who regular my domicile with diligence, therapeutics now dreamy in effect as I'm rendered docile, not filed in varied irrational schisms gone too fast. Just two eventides passed since gorging luscious feasts, watering my palate, moistening it like late July rains, so enthralled was my appetite, it diverted abstinence, breaking my usual fasting of ponderous perplexity. Heightened was my vivacity, which for many lunar rotations has found rejection, doom tailoring. Dust blanket brings alive this landscape, now wild with calls of nocturnal stimulation, as the visiting golden oracle leaves unsettled waters few murky perception across the gap. Cracking and shattering ions rolling viciously from the south, the distant quaking stripping my momentary reprieve, just as dominoes once stacked now topple frantically. I'm raptured in effect throes of blindsided lunacy, a victim of delusional warfare that leads astray a ship lacking mass to edges of a flattened world. Gradually, these scurrying minions run amidst diabolical incantations, spewed on forked tongues, sapphire eyes, persistently invasive at my loss of evasive maneuvers, so the depth is no longer shoulder lower than I. Strictly stagnant and vast, these shadow-filled halls finally flashing with breaking decibels, storm came swiftly. Diegetic, these retinas unfocused in hysteria's bosom, impulse beyond reason, I'm feeling dark and infamy. choking and terrified as constrained lungs attempt to force past a throat seized under heathen evaluation. Fuck you! Squawking out in fragments against burbled rantings of this imposing tyrannical ritualistic homage. Failed, it seems, as Suicide's Requiem shows its feature, a witching hour matinee one hopes to never attend. I am the offering of a thousand dead natives screaming, enlightened ones rashly plucked from the grand scheme. This estate, now a catacomb of vibrant, loud shrieks, tenacious cackling and cataclysmic agony seething, shackles me in jackets of restraint. Leery wall clocks hiss grotesquely as fingers evade my ears, nose, mouth, inundated my veins, pierced or drenched with thorazine doses not administered to save the same hand, forced to succumb to electric pulses firing high wattage, shaking and seizing upon my already too feeble mind. Near catatonic and subsonic shivering of a sequestered vessel, missing the expression this contorted mask can't equate, pupils dilated, stuck on visions of giant demonic beings raping Serenity's virginity with malicious force. Cresting chromatic sepulchres, quartered in masochistic enthusiasm, one would never entomb at life by. Dissected in thrashing segments by tiny teeth, deformed nails, these demons devour the remains of my worth. Luscious moments gone. I don't gather much in perception that's clear or assimilated in time. I think it's been weeks surrounded by voices, vulgar inflictions. These moments pass like years without illumination or sight. The days drag on like molasses chilled on tattered dead flesh. Stuck in position by tacky substance, I believe came from me. Reminds my echoing synapses the lull this heart is beating to. Backward digression and horrific overtures propagate terror. Packaged in gleaming reflections of a sharpened blade carving. I am a funeral procession, lacking momentary display, but a corpse rotting upon griefless shores, slipping off in the turtle quagmires, lackluster eulogies, severed in a garden of storming schizophrenic attacks, and peace.
I am the fruit of the spirit of my ancestors, from the seed they planted in the gardens of their dreams, their hopes as they suffered and toiled, sweated and bled and cried to nourish their prayers for the day, their tomorrows, and our here and now. My soul has yearned to taste this fruit, this offering, for which so many sacrificed and died in the hot, balmy days of the fields, in the cold, dark nights of someone else's wilderness. We still need it through. With the hungry babies crying and no time for sighing, and our unwilling complying. For the Lord, He was trying, testing our mettle, testing our character, of our visions and of our pain. And I am the spirit of my ancestors. And that spirit is sweet. For I was planted and nurtured in the spirit of forgiveness. I am the spirit of love. May I honor this spirit with my character, my works, and my dreams. For my children's tomorrows with love. For in the fruit resides the seed.
Cocoon works by the crystal. A crowd of pretense knows why. She dances wildly with fashion, failing to obtain twinkling eyes. Solemn are the instances now passing, weeping over burdens of lies. None reason the obvious and malice, trying to ascertain absolution in life. We often forget simple interaction, selfishly picking scabs from the dire, nauseous vapors, infect senses. Broken is resolve, leaking out blind eyes. Are we really living in the nothing turning? Help me gain solid ground. There will be no refuge in such weather, shelterless with foot and mouth. Deviation befalls once trust is questioned. Bore into relative conundrums, finding oneself soiled in trivial acceptance, sterile as it only first shame, haphazardly lounging in jaded, monotonous hollows, nourished by brilliant radioactive lows. Neon saviors reign in feeble corridors vast, illuminating theories on mind control, swiftly breaking the headstrong pioneers, running wildly into bleak horizons of marred death. I will lullaby these schisms with huffs of paint, streamline the embalming into the black. Four chambers choking on evolutionary laps, high on quizzical fraternity hazerites, lying under a blood moon engrossed in the howls of Satan's lackeys amidst waxing moonbeams. Can you gain attentive reasoning 666 miles down? Circles of lava engulfing your soul? And shifting through craters complacent or creeping carpets for another alibi that shines, is a time when inertia... Notice his age in every instance, cracked on wishes wasted. You set so much faith on alienated stars. See this mold infesting every crevice, broken, sickly persuasive as the decay rapidly sticking in. Ultraviolet iridescence found in such sporadic reaction, which catapults obscenity into our regime. Fondling times, curly locks, such naive impurities found shaking, exasperated by my vigor. Ran short breath, then to a wall, cracking my failed pretenses. They've all become dry, and my words come out muffled or not at all, failing to express my devotion in your present warmth. Possess this weary resonator of cold flow. You truly do encapsulate what little love I don't afford. Apologies shower the infinite in which I'll always lack abundance. But you can't forgive silence. Why not chance your bounty through another door? One which can gift you all that I criminally hoard. I'm not but a remnant of life, never brought to fruition. So broken, just pulsating pile of chromosomes hacked. And peace.
Dr. King stated many words of wisdom, some that are more relevant today. But this particular one has struck me more than any other jewels of knowledge he shared. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. How can one even expect to have justice when the scales are tipped away from us? When the lives of people of color mean nothing to those tasked to protect, those meant to uphold the law. Three-fifths of a man, but we are all supposed to be created equal. Yet according to the Supreme Court, persons of African descent could not claim citizenship. Then who do we belong to? Gunned down in the streets, in our cars, in our homes, by our own. Walking while black, driving while black, napping while black, shopping while black. Ask Oprah about that one. Money doesn't matter. Status doesn't matter. Ask James Blake. Ask Tyler Perry. Ask Eric Garner, Botham Jean, and Sandra Bland. There can be no justice whenever injustice rears its ugly head, whenever racism is the word of the day, whenever hearts are hardened to the plight of others. Anthony and Lulu.
I have no knowledge of the orange pill. The brackets or the rackets is the bets fly. Full court press says nothingness and meaning. Who is leading? Duke, Wake Forest, Purdue, mascots and banners, cheerleaders and coaches. Which arena will host this fanfare? I can't say that I care. I may root for the home team and support their dreams. I may sit back and watch with chips and dip, stand around a water cooler of knowledge, check the suckers getting tips. I swear they should coach, analyzing the players, assessing their game. Me, I don't know a thing. I respect the talent it takes to make a three-pointer, a pass on the fly, a switch from the corner. Game one at the buzzer, Sweet 16, I warned you. I have no knowledge of the orange peel. I do understand the thrill, the excitement, the commotion. I just don't get the notion of betting the bomb on a free throw. Madness is right. Play on, sports lover. Play on to the night. Next artist.
I want you to love me as hard as I want to love you. I want you to be so in love with me that if you flick your wrist, I do. I want you to love me so hard that every emotion in your heart you refuse to conceal. I want you to love me so hard that when we look at each other's eyes, we feel both of each other's tunnel vision. I want us to love each other so hard that when we kiss, you can feel the passion from my breath flowing through your rib cage. I want you to love me so hard that when we embrace, electricity flows through our bodies up to the sky and ascends to our space. I want you to feel all my love from the forefront of my mind, penetrating to the veins through your heart, even the breath in your lungs. I want you to feel every inch of my being that when we make love, you become spellbound and hedonistically your body convulses full flash with my passion. And you feel the overflow of intimacy that breaks your force field and your soul becomes. I want you to love me like I want to love you to the point we become so as one that our souls intertwine. We loving each other so hard that we both know that this thing is genuine. I want our vows to go beyond doing us parts by death. I want us waking up and breathing each other's breath. I want to be in love with you, but even when you're not close, I feel like you're not far. And when I decide to pleasure you for me, I want to feel like I'm giving you a fresh dose of PCR. My love for you is so deep that to be without you is like a faucet in the water. To prove my heart loving you, promise I will promise.
In the altitudes, just beneath the stars, fractured not whole, but hard of breathing, atop frozen peaks in winter's cruelest hours, this storm approaching sees time for boating. White is grayscale in this deafening atmosphere, chilled to the bone as Hearth's life's fading, broken moments in a place of historic melodies, tortured by unrelenting waves of remembering, isolating and losing buoyancy in Scotch rock invasions. I can't quell this flow. My eyes are breaching. Though flashbulb moments are joyous rendezvous, little comfort is found in such prolific atrophy. A cataphractic cabin of chaotic epitaphs teeming, spilling kaleidoscope derisions of broken love's fleeting. How could you taint this once secluded haven with malice, thrills of an adulterated tryst, intoxicated misogyny? Was it not enough to harness an untamed, jaded love in me, that which you shroud around mercilessly? Stepping out in spring's dew, screaming and racing away in some quiet quest to embrace your deceit passionately. Even this quiet sanctuary has eyes that see through deception. Dumb harlot, this place was mine long before you. I can drive felonious incursions like a stealth fighter high. You thought your invasions would escape me? Sickened by the visions through clipped curtain, foggy glass, those grimy hands of his, your heinous acts so folly. Like a silent predator of dusk long gone, the stars flicker. Not a clue was included as my hunt did start. The silver reflected the focus of my eyes' dire gleam. He gasped sickly as his throat line swiftly slit. Your perversions, so enthralled, left you quite unaware until that crimson, warm, and wet fell upon your buttocks. Your reaction hesitant until he went limp and became grounded. Oh, what an expression came, followed by a scream. I ran short frantically. I'll never forget that look upon your face, one of feared regret, too late for excuses, the fox has lost her chase. Wonderful thing about seclusion, there's just so damn much of it. Plenty of room for you and him to lie and lie, unmarked, goodbye. It's been months you're gone. With him, the locals would say, in truth, I find solace. But alas, the love I had was real. Broken, I find myself now in winter's death, blizzard at my door, these four chambers ache tragically as crimson comes the morn. And peace.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I live in a world where Some still look at us as second-class citizens, as something that needs to be taken out with the trash. Where our lives are taken with impunity on the streets, in our apartments, in our grandmother's lap. Go back where you came from, the new buzz phrase. We were brought here. We did not ask to come. A man takes a knee to bring injustice to light. Yet he is ostracized for bringing the truth to the forefront. The revolution will be televised. Until we stop being murdered by all, until we are all the people in the Constitution, until we all can say we shall overcome. I am a man of constant sorrow. Next artist.
Here we are, the fourth of fools' lies. We are no more independent than we were in shackles and ties. I can't celebrate what I've yet to receive. You see, freedom has never been achieved. This country that hunts me like so much game. They mount us in prison walls just like trophies, just all the same. Some just flat out kill us in an alarming rate. They exercise their freedom not to investigate. In God we trust, but no trust for us. They use slogans and mottos and plot to eliminate you from their grottos. I doubt it will ever stop, so save the flag waving in the guise of freedom. Having cookouts and picnics like we dumb? Nah, son, not this one. It took me a while to see this so-called day of independence. Damn sure ain't about me. We, the people who helped build this nation, have yet to get an invitation to join in the celebration. I hate to burst your bubble. Too many of us still live in rubble. We still get in skin trouble. The hate on us is double. Triple if you want to get political. We barely get vapors off our residuals. So burn your gunpowder and fill the air with sulfur. Continue to bring in the white powder and temptations to ensure we suffer. The fourth of fools' lies. It's like Christmas to an atheist. They don't believe. And we damn sure ain't buying this. I dig the soil and the place where it is, but America has yet to handle its biz, for from cartoon politicians to lack of intuition. Is there one true holiday where people of color can fit in? Until then, I will wait for freedom. But if it comes to a revolution, hell yes, count me in. Next artist.
A broken tipped spear may be used to walk forward and give direction. Its shadow at noonday can mark time. But what if its sharp point, dialects, accents, patois, and pidgin are weeping? Her children are many, and though never again motherless, dip our banners, Mama Winnie Mandela has moved on. Umama wetu, ugube simbile, roads paved with her own bloody hands, the job yet unfinished. The dust of the old paths give way to young feet. Daughters, leave your crowns at her altar. None can claim the weight she carried on her head that never bowed. Sacrifice and tribute were required. Make them and take them she did without apology. Namzamu, in the old tongue, she who tries never stopped. The embodiment of effort. There was no yoke that would fit her. There was no collar that she would wear. There was no tether that could keep her tied. There was no rule that bound her to it. Johannesburg is silenced. What must the spear sacrifice if it is to be less threatening, but the business end? The broken spear left a legend. The bloody blade is done. Dip your banners, for none will truly know the path of a warrior queen. Umama uve fimbili, Sawito is weeping. The queen has at last moved on. Next artist.
How's it going? Hello?
What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hand? Is it the grace in his stand? Or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man? I find myself falling for societal contradiction. He has a cornucopia of offspring. I have none. I am not barren, extremely fertile. In fact, I just have none. These progeny are attached to multiple birth vessels, one of which has already produced her drama card. He brings home more Andrew Jacksons than Benjamin Franklins. His mutual funds are dissected and distributed amongst the young with his features. There is not much left over for me. He rides more often than he drives, and on occasion, he borrows more than he lends. I have more than he from the outside looking in. A reversal of fortune is more readily acceptable by society. But he treats me like I am the original Eve. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? We met by chance in an underground oasis, stalking, hunting each other simultaneously. He has views of polyutopia dominating all that he surveys. His thought patterns defy conventional wisdom. Treading a new path daily is his liability. More than intellectual brilliance is an insult. His confidence has birthed a new religion in me. His beauty is unconventional, not what I'm typically attracted to, but he draws me like a magnet. Staring into his eyes intimidates my soul. He has hypnotized me. Relishing in his herbal relaxant, no excuses are offered in a futile attempt to conform. The conviction of his credence is an aphrodisiac in itself. It makes me want to do some extremely ignorant things within his personal space. Now, does that make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Occasionally, frequently, I have to pick up the check. But when the waitress arrives, she is none the wiser, for I slip the cash to him under the table, soon to be rewarded for hours in appreciation of his pride. His supernatural prowess is one more thing the man can never take from him. Proudly he wields his phallus like a sword. And though this physical compensation is not required, I am not foolish enough to turn my back on bliss. Does this make him any less of a man? Does that mean that he has no right to be loved by me? Oh, yes, he is truly a real man, and he deserves to be loved by me. For yes, God does bless the child that has his own, but he also does not forsake those in the struggle to get there. So know that it is just as easy to love a rich man as it is to love his struggling brother. I am edified by my choice. Be clear when you make yours. What is the measure of a man? Is it the power that he holds in the palms of his hands? Is it the grace in his stance, or determination that he shows behind a prideful glance? What is the measure of a man?
My adrenaline is dope, literally. My adrenaline is dope, and I can never read someone's mind or forgive them for something for which they chose to get involved, I can never read someone's mind and forgive them for something they may not be sorry for, or feel they have done no wrong towards, especially if they continue to do it. And God said, even God said, if you want to be forgiven, you must ask. Well, if they are not asking, who am I to try to figure out who wants to be forgiven? You don't forgive people for ongoing persecution. That's stupid. You forgive them when you see behavioral changes and they ask, will you please forgive me for offending you? I can never read someone's mind and forgive them. I can only forgive those who seek forgiveness as a confession of guilt and are stopping and discontinuing that behavior. Individuals are forgiven, not whole races. I do not hate them. I just want them to leave our people the fuck alone and stop trying to justify the bullshit. Stop killing and throwing innocent black folks in jail. Black folks cannot even be crazy anymore. Where a crazed white person can shoot up a church, kill 9 and be escorted away peacefully. But I don't have a hate gene. But I do have adrenaline. And when it kicks in, I am fully armored against all evil men and evildoers. Because my adrenaline is a monster. Seriously, it's dope. It knows when to surface and hate does not induce it, yet it protects me from the hatefulness of all kinds of people. So when someone says, forgive the white man, they're usually not white. Did Donnie ask you to forgive him? It is usually some black person who can't wait to get back to white acceptance. Go back to the almost had a piece of the pie lifestyle. I'll be glad when this abuse is over so I can go back and finish getting a piece of that pie. Look, when this war is over, you can go back and live in your illusions, but buck dancing and daydreaming during the fight for right now will not win this battle. We need all hands on deck. Got to get serious. Get some passion pumping. Get some adrenaline rushing. There still is hope as long as you remember that your adrenaline is dope. In peace.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
I navigate treacherous emotional danger at sea. None fathom taking on the Miss Sanity. Flashing snow on television's dead and really off air leads one to deviation of creative calamity, running into vast parallels and starlit dreams, floating into my own vibrant, polarized galaxy. King of here, there, and nowhere, solace may find me, jester quartered in chaotic simulation for release. Sure-footed, I'm drowning in buried insatiable acts. Can't pinpoint an addiction when everything attracts. Annihilating each premium beyond the bank mask, socially terrorizing the cubicle found in normalcy. Push up to the adrenaline as I anxiously await dopamines out here on chasing razored edges on cliffs carelessly. Countless the moments brimming in palpable debauchery, forming multiple cracks manipulated by cumbersome history. I dance with shadows and crystal castles, slurping spirits. Substances are gifts that fix my eternal ailing. Engage the serrated wonderment off drifting in quietest black. Consciousness strains to bring you back intact. Pinwheels of idolization rounds to further the impending gaps. Herbal consultations highlight hallucinogenic facts. Epidermic oblivion and insatiable plights gone seamlessly dissipate. Bridled to a corset, my vessel seeking contorted infamy. Cannibalistic is a sarfilius engrossing my libidinous desire. Two of us, no more or enough, so let's make a three. Asphyxiate the presence of new skin. How flagrant can I be? Diabolical master with twisted ass scenes to proceed. Oftentimes, I tire with this hunger consuming my mortality. But I'm asunder with a yearning that's always finding intrigue. But I feast now in lights by funeral pyres that are meant for me. Though the sepulcher's solid, it's empty, it awaits my ashes patiently in peace.
Gray days will end. Activity on the tree limbs send a clear message. The cold has made its vestige. The best is yet to come. A warm glass of rum and I make my way outside. I search for the perfect spot to place the summer's grill. I can hear the laughter still and I smile at myself. Spring has yet to cross the threshold. I grieve for the thick coats, the boots and shawls. Rest in peace. The high sun in the east grows closer to the fields. A hard knock on the door as winter edge lingers on. Like unwanted guests, you stayed too long. I must insist you leave. I've enjoyed your company. I have work to do, and frankly, you're being rude. I'm no prude. I've shared and enjoyed the gift, the beautiful scenes you made, lending moves to lovers' dreams you gave. A few days off work because you laid carpet. Now stop it, enough is enough. You've had your stay now, I must be abrupt. Pass on the torch. You have a gold medal in metal. It settles. Move on to the northern tier. Now it's time for your more warmer peer. Next artist.
As I come across, living in these days of the longevity, respectively yours, spoken to like a real queen, as I come looking to your beautiful eyes, I want to be a part of your everything. You bring the smile that guarantees a love, coming like the sky. Running away with your smile. Everything about you is a fresh start. See, I need that fresh start. Taking me to a new review. Love is when it comes right through. A fresh start is like when we're building something that blossoms, guaranteed destruction. Loving like never before. So be restored in a day of order. Our time, putting the ticket in. When I have a smile for you, for a queen, what all you do, what all you've done, and has me getting closer. A day meant for us, a day that I would cherish you, a day that love is so pure and so secure. Let me be that love and the one that shadowed your heart. Even when I'm not there, I'm there. So forever yours, forever light. I want to be in her sight with purest love from an engine. Viper in drive.
I wonder if heaven has got a ghetto where we can all live in peace. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto where our lives really do matter. Don't have to worry about stray bullets not being shot down in the streets. No profiling, no cops afraid for their lives. Nothing but us living as a people. Living as we should. Barbecue grilling up and down the block, arguing about who got the better sauce. And whatever you do, don't let Becky make the potato salad. Last time she put raisins in it. Marvin Gaye, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston. James Brown and Roger Troutman, to name a few. And for the older folks, Count Basie and Duke Ellington, too. Maybe we can finally live in peace, not worry about anything or anyone anymore. Here on Earth, tell me, what's a black life worth? If I die, I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. In peace.
I want a love I can feel. My juicy fruit hardens your joystick, which releases my chemistry. Then my phenomenal pheromones excite the membranes in your brain. When you insert, I squirt a powerful truth serum into your veins. Makes you go insane. You must succumb to my charm. And I realize the strength in your stiff tongue. My adrenaline is our dope. I backflip off the headboards and pin you against the ropes. My adrenaline is dope. I'm on top. You beg me to stop. I continue to rotate my hips. I put my backside into the mix. I leave you drained and worn. I put you in the moaning zone. Miss Myrtle, my snapping turtle, shuts down this episode. As she has warned you before, don't start what you can't finish. Now take a shower and get replenished. The first session was to knock out the lust, shake off the dust. But this time, take two tokes off the chalice and slide it in gently. No more rough stuff. Don't get Myrtle all wet and upset or move too fast, or she will bite. If you excite, you better get it right. No wrong impression. Just keep Myrtle tight. No aggression, just gentle passion and a love that's lasting. Because I want a love I can feel.
Don't you know I want a love?
I want a love I can feel.
Don't you know I want a love?
It's something I can feel.
Don't you know I want a love? Don't you know I want a love?
That's the only kind of love that's real.
Don't turn back. Keep it pushing on through. Don't let curiosity be the death of you. It cannot be relived from another point of view. Don't turn around if you know what's good for you. All the lessons you've learned, time to believe that they're true. Old Lot's wife just had to stop and see and found herself salted for not taking heed. Whether pillar or whipping post, mythic tale or religious ghost, the story of Lot's wife troubles me most. Anointed sister who bore witness could not will herself to miss this. Burned out and forced to run, presumed chosen people of the sun. Told to keep on going and don't look back. Carry what you can and let us handle that. Scorched swamp and crumbling ruins. Embered parchment turns to dust in the air. Declarations fall hollow when there's no there. Modern day Sodom laid to waste. They threw flaming stones and vanished without a trace. Celestial beings born without sin took us at our word and let the judgment begin. But we of the Sankofa indeed know better. We turn back for those treasured eggs that we put away for stormy weather. Those tried and true lessons known from before and now. And like Mama Winnie, we too will never bow. Good night.